Night Radio.
It's Mike Robb. Grimm is back on NBC for Friday nights, and things are all headed toward the finale in May. We sat down with the ladies of Grimm, Bitsy Tulick, Claire Coffey, and Bree Turner, to see if they leak anything about what's coming up. Plus, they're the zany inventors from Brainstormers, the new series on the Weather Channel. And we'll find out just what cool stuff they've made out in the backyard. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Season 4 of Grimm is winding down with just enough time remaining to address at least a few major questions. One of which is what to do with Juliet, played by actress Bitsy Tulick. Now that Juliet is a full-blown supernatural creature, Bitsy said that might not be changing anytime soon.
I don't know that they're planning on doing it anytime soon because the writers are having so much fun with this sort of darker character. But yeah, I mean, you would hope that at some point maybe they'll get married and actually have like one day of respite.
So this is a really big transition for Juliet, as Bitsy recalls her character's journey so far.
Well, I've always had a blast on the show, and I've, you know, they've always given me interesting things to do. I think season one was probably the hardest for me because the character was so passive and everybody else was kind of running on doing fun stuff. But that also really served the storyline, and Nick really needed to keep her in the dark because he was himself so in the dark about what it meant to be a Grimm and everything. And then season two, I had this great arc of losing my memory and not remembering Nick and that whole storyline. And then slowly season three, kind of having the secret revealed and joining forces with the Scooby Squad. That's always really fun because those scenes are really fun to shoot because you have most of the cast together and everybody's having a blast and chit-chatting in between scenes. But this has been really just cool because it's the first time she's had any sort of supernatural power. And so I personally have been having a blast with it. And it's nice that they're using Juliet, who up to this point hasn't been this. She's coming in now and she's adding all the fuel to the fire, and so it's sort of centered around the havoc that she's causing among the group. And so, you know, I think especially going into season 5 of a TV show, you need to really kind of revamp stuff a little bit, keep it interesting, have there be a game changer, and there certainly is a massive game changer at the end of season 4 in the finale.
So everything's pointing to the season finale in May. And for actress Bree Turner, who plays Rosalie, she's still hoping for a turn for her character.
You know, as an actress, you hope, because that's where all the good stuff is, you know. You know, I think what the fans often say is, you know, don't bring drama to Monroe and Rosalie. And I do agree. You know, I think it has been really nice, especially with the insanity of the Grimm world that is, you know, there's so much going on. It is nice to have this really stable couple dealing with really domestic issues, you know, even though their personal world is what humans can't even imagine. So, you know, I don't want to, you know, tear that up, but I think to make it a little more dark and stormy for them would be interesting for the story.
Claire Coffey, who plays Adeline, says she's besieged by fans who always want to know what's coming up.
Oh, constantly. I mean, and we get very little information, so we really hear about it when the scripts come out, and then every now and then I'll hear from Jim or David, like, hey, this is kind of where we're going. But not much.
Bitsy did leak out a little bit, saying that her character will have a big part in the season wrap-up. In fact, she says her character will affect
everything. She's going to cause major, major problems for basically everyone. You know, the reality is she's, you know, she misses Nick and she loves him, but she just can't imagine a way for them to be able to stay together under the circumstances. So, you know, she's been told by numerous people now there's absolutely nothing she can do about it. And so what else would you do? I mean, you have to embrace your new life and she has to go forward with that. And she is dead set on embracing it. And she's like, if this is how it's going to be, then I might as well be the best Texan beast I can. And you know, there's a darkness to that that's going to seep into her veins, and you're not going to really see the sort of sweet, you know, loving girlfriend that, you know, everybody's gotten used to for the last few seasons.
Catch Grimm at its new time, 8 p.m. every Friday night on NBC. See more at NBC.com and catch up on past episodes right now at Hulu Plus.
The Point Radio.
Let's catch up. Here's the latest in pop culture. There's a teaser out there for the rebooted Astro Boy series. You can find it in a number of different places on the web. But with it is absolutely no word on when we'll get that new series. 26 episodes have been planned, including both 2D and CG animation. And so far, the series doesn't have a home here in North America. One thing we do know is that Dark Horse will be reissuing the entire manga series in omnibus form. That'll be coming later on this year from that publisher. The much-talked-about web series Guidestone Sunflower Noir is coming to Hulu. The second season will premiere on Hulu on March 29th. Andrew Dice Clay is back. He's been given a new 6-episode straight-to-series project from the folks at Showtime. It's called Dice, and it pretty much is almost a reality base, showing exactly the difficulties that Dice has had in trying to resurrect his career as of late. No word yet on when the series will premiere on Showtime. Marvel's taking another step to celebrate their female superheroes with a new bi-monthly graphic novel anthology coming out later this year. It'll be called A-Force Presents, and it focuses on the Marvel female heroes, including Ms. Marvel, the new Thor, Captain Marvel, Black Widow, She-Hulk, and more. The first one, which is due in September, will reprint the first issues of Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, the new female Thor, She-Hulk, Black Widow, and the unbeatable Squirrel Girl as well. Every volume of A-Force Presents will include 6 Marvel comics and also be designed to help prove as an entry point to the Marvel Universe. A-Force number 1 will sell for $14.99 and again be in stores in September. Over the past few days, things have gotten a few steps closer to finally getting the X-Files back on television. It appears that creator Chris Carter and Fox have agreed on a storyline plan for this series, and both David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson have had their schedules worked out should they be needed to film the new series. Right now, that's pretty much where everything stands, except the fact that Fox has said they'd like to see the series run about 10 episodes should a revival be done.
The Point, The Point.
Backyard inventors Ryan Parker and Bill Lavasser have moved their hobby to the big time. A part of a new TV series called Brainstormers every week on the Weather Channel. I asked Ryan when he first got the bug to start inventing things.
Yeah, actually, I grew up on a farm here in Colorado, and both my mom and dad were pretty resourceful. When things broke, they fixed it and made it sometimes better than what they could have bought it for, because we didn't have a lot of money. And so I started traveling around the world, and I saw people from other walks of life doing the same thing. And I said, you know what, there's a great idea here. As an entrepreneur, I brought in my best friend, and we started spotlighting these invention heroes, these backyard geniuses. And one thing led to another. After a couple little online videos, and the Weather Channel spotted us and said, hey, guys, I think we can do something great here. And so that's what we do.
So for Bill, where do these ideas come from?
You know, what's really great is I like doing research online. That's kind of my thing. I like electronics and those types of things. And I've also been, you know, tinkering since I was a little boy, you know, 4 years old out in the garage with my dad working on cars. You know, and then we have on the other end of the spectrum, we have Poppy, who's been doing this stuff, you know, since well before I was born. And you get the three of us in a room together, and we bring our different backgrounds in, and my solution is going to be completely different from Ryan's, who's going to be completely different from Poppy, and then we just start kind of going down the board and seeing what we can actually do and end up deciding on one. So, but the ideas come from, I've called my dad numerous times while trying to figure something out, and we have a lot of smart friends as well, which really helps.
So what are some examples of things they've invented?
Let's see, wind turbines. We have a community up in the mountains that literally they run off the grid, and their wind turbine was destroyed by some heavy winds not too long ago, and we went up there and repurposed a bunch of car parts and pieces of wood and made their wind turbine better than it was before. We've got farmers and ranchers, a guy from Burrow, Kansas, who drove his bus 7 hours to our ranch, to our shop, and we converted his hay hauling stacking bus and made it even better. On a small scale, turning air into water with an air moisture harvester and taking places that have a lot of drought and giving people clean drinking water. So it's a litany of different things, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun for people.
And their biggest success so far?
Wow. I think just that, being able to actually work together under the time constraints and the constraints of a camera crew. You know, I've been working with Ryan and his dad in the shop just casually, working on our own projects, whether it be old cars that we're restoring, helping neighbors fix things. But then you add a camera crew who's constantly stopping you and asking you to do something in or explain something, and then just the time constraints of we don't have 40 4 days to build something like it would normally take. We have 4 hours, and things can get heated, and you see a bit of that in the show. So I think that probably the greatest success is that we're able to get a full season out there, eight full hours, and that Ryan and I are still willing to be in the same room together to do this call. it's been good for us, and we really, honestly, you know, it's always fun to say we wish we could change somebody's life with something that we do, and I can honestly say that there's been a few things we did in this first season that have genuinely changed people's lives, and really, really proud of that for sure.
Which leads me to ask what their biggest failure was.
That would be the silly mobile log splitter. Initially, we started off in that thing, and it was a point in our time when we were brainstorming that we weren't all seeing eye to eye, and we went with an idea that I thought was kind of silly to begin with, and it failed, and then we revamped. We went back to the drawing board and brainstormed a little more and came up with an idea that worked out well. So, and that's part of this invention process, is failing forward and taking the research and development and making it better as you go.
Catch Ryan and Bill and the cast of Brainstormers every Sunday on the Weather Channel. And you can see more right now at weatherchannel.com.
The Point.
Backyard inventors Ryan Parker and Bill Levasseur have moved their hobby to the big time. They're part of a new TV series called Brainstormers every week on the Weather Channel. I asked Ryan when he first got the bug to start inventing things.
Yeah, actually, I grew up on a farm here in Colorado, and both my mom and dad were pretty resourceful. When things broke, they fixed it and made it sometimes better than what they could have bought it for, because we didn't have a lot of money. And so I started traveling around the world, and I saw people from other walks of life doing the same thing. And I said, you know what, there's a great idea here. As an entrepreneur, I brought in my best friend, and we started spotlighting these invention heroes, these backyard geniuses. And one thing led to another. After a couple little online videos, and the Weather Channel spotted us and said, hey, guys, I think we can do something great here. And so that's what we do.
So for Bill, where do these ideas come from?
You know, what's really great is I like doing research online. That's kind of my thing. I like electronics and those types of things. And I've also been, you know, tinkering since I was a little boy, you know, 4 years old out in the garage with my dad working on cars. You know, and then we have on the other end of the spectrum, we have Poppy, who's been doing this stuff, you know, since well before I was born. And you get the three of us in a room together, and we bring our different backgrounds in, and my solution is going to be completely different from Ryan's, who's going to be completely different from Poppy, and then we just start kind of going down the board and seeing what we can actually do and end up deciding on one. So, but the ideas come from, you know, again, I've called my dad numerous times while trying to figure something out, and we have a lot of smart friends as well, which really helps.
So what are some examples of things they've invented?
Let's see, wind turbines. We have a community up in the mountains that literally they run off the grid, and the wind turbine was destroyed by some heavy winds not too long ago, and we went up there and repurposed a bunch of car parts and pieces of wood and made their wind turbine better than it was before. We've got farmers and ranchers, a guy from Burro, Kansas, who drove his bus 7 hours to our ranch, to our shop, and we converted his hay hauling stacking bus and made it even better. On a small scale, turning air into water with an air moisture harvester and taking places that have a lot of drought and giving people clean drinking water. So it's a litany of different things, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun for people.
And their biggest success so far?
Wow. I think just that, being able to actually work together under the time constraints and the constraints of a camera crew. You know, I've been working with Ryan and his dad in the shop just casually, working on our own projects, whether it be old cars that we're restoring, helping neighbors fix things. But then you add a camera crew who's constantly stopping you and asking you to do something in or explain something, and then just the time constraints of we don't have 4 days to build something like it would normally take. We have 4 hours, and things can get heated, and you see a bit of that in the show. So I think that probably the greatest success is that we're able to get a full season out there, eight full hours, and that Ryan and I are still willing to be in the same room together to do this call. it's been good for us, and we really, honestly, you know, it's always fun to say we wish we could change somebody's life with something that we do, and I can honestly say that there's been a few things we did in this first season that have genuinely changed people's lives, and really, really proud of that for sure.
Which leads me to ask what their biggest failure was.
That would be the silly mobile log splitter. Initially, we started off in that thing, and it was a point in our time when we were brainstorming that we weren't all seeing eye to eye, and we went with an idea that I thought was kind of silly to begin with, and it failed, and then we revamped. We went back to the drawing board and brainstormed a little more and came up with an idea that worked out well. So, and that's part of this invention process, is failing forward and taking the research and development and making it better as you go.
Catch Ryan and Bill and the cast of Brainstormers every Sunday on the Weather Channel. You can see more right now at weatherchannel.com.
The Point.
Point. That's it for right now. We're back in a few days, and we head to the set of the newest CW comic book hit. Everybody's talking about iZombie. We'll tell you why you should be watching. Find that and more on websites like ComicBix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, GetThePointRadio.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory. You can always follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under The Point Radio. But you better be right back here in just a few days.
Get The Point Radio.